This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Ready to go? Chickens?
They're a-clucking.
Other animals? And action!
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
What is crackin', rockaholics?
What's
happy
up?
Tuesday, one and all. Steve Miggs, I'm pretty sure you use this form of cheap entertainment from time to time. Snapchat filters with your child.
All the time.
Isn't it just the best way to just belly laugh and kill a couple minutes?
I saw yours you posted yesterday. At first I was like, what is wrong with Barrett's face?
Because
he was doing
gosh.
Like that. It was like the sad crying.
Oh, yes.
Filter. And then I realized rather quickly that it was a filter and it wasn't that your kid's just being dramatic.
No, well, I mean, he's always being dramatic.
Fair.
But in that case, it was just the filter. But man, we probably spent 10 minutes going through all the latest and greatest filters from the world of Snapchat, and it was fantastic. A great way to wind down right before bed.
Oh, I bet. It's so great. Yeah. I always love putting any filters on anybody. I think it makes them look stupid.
Let's do it today.
To Danny.
Here. Yes.
Yes.
Just Danny, though, not us.
Right, because we're cool.
We'll stay pure.
Yes.
All right, let's get into the Daily Mix download.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Mix download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. And today, it's a day if you're a Jeep owner or if you just love a good bath, it's National Rubber Ducky Day.
Rubber ducky, you're the one.
I had a moment, I don't know why, but I was like sitting on my couch one day. I'm like, I did once get a rubber ducky.
You did?
Because for the longest time, I was always so sad when I was a Jeep Wrangler owner. I never got the rubber ducky. I didn't even know that was a thing until after the fact. And then one day, I was just kind of like, you know, random thoughts just pop in your head. I remember one time there was a rubber ducky on my Jeep, and I'm like, why did someone leave a rubber ducky on my Jeep? And I think I threw it away.
And now you realized
it was somebody that was just trying to keep me in the club. So I think my karma kind of screwed me in the end.
Oh, boy.
Well, anyways, if you got a rubber ducky and you know somebody has a Jeep Wrangler, apparently that's a thing. I don't even understand why that's a thing.
My girlfriend that has one, she's probably got 30 rubber ducks up in her, beneath the windshield. I mean, so many, all different themes. It's definitely a cult.
All right, it's now official. We have a tie when it comes to the playoff game for our Seattle Seahawks. The top seeded Seattle Seahawks will be coming back from their bye, taking on the six-seeded San Francisco 49ers. And that game will be happening on Saturday at 5 p.m.
Yeah. All right.
People are going to be wasted that night.
Let's go.
That's a long day.
That's what I'm thinking. That's a long day of tailgating.
And I have not looked at the weather, but I'm assuming it's probably going to be rainy and cold.
It's definitely going to be cold, even if it's not rainy. 5 p.m. Anyways, happening at Lumen Field. I think we're all pretty fired up about it, including Coach Mike McDonald. He did do a press conference yesterday, and they were asking him about if all the coaches get together to watch the playoff games when they had the bye. And here's what Coach Mike had to say about all that.
Probably about it.
What was the weekend like? Did you guys get together as coaches to watch the games?
A couple of us, yeah, just kind of like one-off type things to watch them, just to hang out. But it wasn't anything like super organized. But I told the team today, like, it's weird watching like full games all the way through. You know, like you find yourself like,
you mean watching football like fans?
He's just like us.
It's weird, guys. You know, this whole football thing, it's kind of long.
Rooting for teams, and you're like, why am I rooting for this team? Like, this is the dumbest thing ever. And and then you're 5 seconds later, you're rooting for the other team. It's like. So I'm glad it's over.
I love the honesty of our coach.
I wish I could be there with him. Like, I'm just picturing him and Clint Kubiak and AD. They're all just, like, eating chicken wings. I want to know which teams they were rooting for and why.
I mean, you say chicken wings, but I don't know. I feel like Coach Mike might be, like, a nachos guy.
Oh.
I'm getting a nachos vibe from him. I don't know.
Now that I'm thinking about it, I'm thinking more like those little meatballs in a crock pot kind of guy.
Yeah.
He seems like that kind of dude, just constantly hovering over it with his toothpick.
Getting some meat candy.
Yeah, anyways, Seahawks playing this Saturday. You know Mike McDonald, he loves his meat candy.
Oh, yeah. Did you watch any Monday Night Football last night?
I sure did.
Holy smokes. The Pittsburgh Steelers lost their playoff game last night at home against the Houston Texans 30-6. When the Texans blew it open, they blew it wide open.
Well, because for most of the game, it was like 7-6. And I got to be honest.
Close.
There was a moment where I'm like, I think, was it C.J. Stroud?
Is
it?
Yeah.
I'm like, I think Pittsburgh's defense is rattled this guy. Like, he kept dropping the ball. I was like, This could be an upset in the making, and then rather quickly, it stopped being an upset in the making.
Oh, for sure. Then at the very end of the game, ABC was kind of letting Aaron Rodgers have a moment, because a lot of people are speculating this is probably his last game, and then a fan yelled, "Aaron, retire."
Did you see that part?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I get it. They're trying to, like, make this, like, an emotional moment. So, like, no one, the announcers dipped out, which I think is the right thing to do. And they're just kind of following Aaron Rodgers as he's walking away from the field. But, like, I don't know. I didn't get, like, a lot of emotion out of watching Aaron Rodgers. It was just like, get him off my screen.
I felt he was kind of annoyed, too.
Oh, yeah, I bet. That guy seems miserable.
He does.
And now they're out of the playoffs. So if you're curious, here's how the weekend shakes out when it comes to football. On Saturday, 1:30 p.m., you can watch the number one Denver Broncos take on the number six Buffalo Bills. Who do you think's winning that one?
I'm going to go Broncos.
Hmm.
Even though I really like the Bills better.
I'm feeling an upset on this one.
I love an upset.
Yeah, let's go Bills. I also want to see Buffalo Bills fans throw themselves into flaming tables.
It's the greatest.
It's the American way. And then, of course, like we mentioned, the Seahawks are taking on the 49ers. That's at 5 p.m. You can watch that game on Fox if you don't have tickets. And then on Sunday, we've got the number two Chicago Bears taking on the number five Los Angeles Rams. Who do you think's winning that one?
I mean, I would like to see the Bears win, but like my gut is telling me it's going to be a Rams victory.
It's crazy when you think, I'd be shocked that the number two seeded team wins
right?
the game, but I would be kind of shocked about that
one. I feel the same way.
And then you got the Patriots taking on the Texans for the later game, and that's happening at 3:30 p.m. Who are you thinking?
I got the Patriots for that one.
Yeah, they are there. I don't know. I don't care. Like, on that one. I'm just saying, neither team does anything for me.
I just hope everybody has fun.
Okay, I won't go that far. I was glad that the Seattle Kraken had fun yesterday. Down 2-0, guys. Yeah. And what did they do? Yeah. They just decided to just beat the living crap out of the New York Rangers, beating them 4-2. I don't know if they beat the living crap out of them, but they beat them. That's all that matters. That is now 9 of their last 12 games that they've won. Grubauer again played a great game. They play again tomorrow against the New Jersey Devils.
Let's go Kraken.
As far as weather, in a high of 54 degrees, going to be a cloud cloudy day today. That's the DMD, and that's what's up.
The Daily Mix Show.
During the Hawks-Panthers game just a couple weeks ago, the announcers picked out a guy that looks like Seahawks quarterback Sam Darnold in the crowd.
We got Sam Darnold in the stands.
Apparently the fans and players are also very connected.
Everybody's connected.
His name is Ben Conklin. We're going to talk to him at 6:20. During the Seahawks-Panthers game, the announcers ended up noticing a guy in the stands who looked quite a bit like our Seattle Seahawks quarterback, Sam Darnold.
We got Sam Darnold in the stands.
Apparently the fans and players are also very connected.
Everybody's connected.
Yeah, that's Stan Darnold. And look, yes, Stan, you've been featured on television.
Yes. It's a great place to get a drink right down from the stadium. He is stoked to be on television. Can't believe it.
And we just keep featuring him more and more.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to probably create a lot of incentive for others to try to mirror the looks of their favorite NFL players.
We ended up tracking him down. His real name is Ben Conklin, but we like to call you Stan Darnold. And thank you so much for taking some time this morning to talk about this wild ride you've been on these past few weeks.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good. I'm glad we were able to track you down. For the longest time, I felt like you were like the most elusive. I don't know if elusive is the right term, but like nobody knew anything about you other than what we saw on TV. Like, we're like, we got to try and track this guy down. We're like, we don't know his name. We look on all these different social media posts. Usually people will tag whoever it is. It's like, does this person even exist? Like, what is going on? How were you able to keep so under the radar after all that blew up?
Yeah, that's a great question. I was a little reluctant at first, just kind of put my name out there. It felt a little weird, but yeah, it's been really fun ever since I kind of got picked up by stuff. And I think some guys at Cairo 7 found me on Twitter and stuff like that. And so, yeah, it's really cool, though.
So maybe you could take us back to that moment where you realized it was you that everybody was talking about. We saw the reaction in the video of you seeing what was going on. Who hipped you to what was happening?
Yeah, my buddy Drew actually was in like our fantasy football group chat, and he like right away sent a picture because he was watching the broadcast. And so like I kind of saw it the minute it came on, and it was just me side by side with Sam. And I, you know, me, my family, we always kind of joked that I looked like him ever since he grew out the beard. It's been like, well, that's kind of freaky. So yeah, once I saw that, I was pretty ecstatic, and I think the broadcast caught it. Had a few beers. I was pretty fired up. So,
and then you gotta be like, well, what is my life? Because I mean, you clearly traveled to go see them over for the Panthers game, right?
No, I live here in Charlotte. I'm originally from like Malpe area, but I moved out here for college and then I've stayed ever since.
Okay, because yeah, I've seen pictures of you rocking Seahawks gear and going to Seahawks games. So you're a Seahawks fan. Next thing you know, Sam is being asked about you during a press conference. And then next thing you know, the team is reaching out to you so that you can leave a message for him going into the playoffs. You have to be like, this is just bonkers.
Yeah, it almost felt like a joke by making with my friends or something that like, oh yeah, I'm going to go to the game and get picked up on the broadcast and turn into a little micro Seahawks celebrity or something. And yeah, it's kind of just kept rolling and been a lot of fun. You know, everyone's been super nice along the way and just really fun interacting with all the other Seahawks fans. So
now we saw the video of him signing an autographed jersey. Have you received the jersey yet?
Yeah, it's actually scheduled for delivery between like 3 and 6 p.m. today.
So
very soon. Super tired
for that. Big day.
Yeah, keeping a real close eye on him.
And what do you write, like to my ginger brother or something like that?
Yeah, he did, yeah. My ginger brother, yeah.
Is that typical as a ginger? Do you guys like, you have like a secret handshake or like a, you know, a thing that you do when you pass each other or?
Other than that, gang signs.
Didn't reveal that on air, yeah. No, I do get comps to Andy Dalton a lot and just really any other redhead. So I actually think I do look like Sam though.
But, you absolutely do. If you're just joining us, we've been talking with Ben Conklin, otherwise known as Stan Darnold, the Sam Darnold doppelganger from the Panthers game a couple of weeks ago. What is it like being a Seattle sports fan on the other coast?
Oh, man, it's a lot of late nights. So I watch a lot of Mariners games regular season, and that's usually starting at like 9:30, 10 p.m. That's tough, but it's a lot of fun. When you find a Seahawks fan, it's actually a much bigger deal out here because, you know, there's so few of us.
So do you have hopes of traveling to see them? I mean, we got the game against San Francisco 49ers this weekend. Hopefully they'll go to the next round. Do you have hopes of maybe making it out and gracing everybody with Stan Darnold in the stadium?
Yeah, I'm definitely looking into it. Obviously just traveling back and forth is a lot, and there's kind of a bit of overhead there, but definitely on the table. Definitely keeping an eye on tickets and flights and stuff like that. So going to try to make it happen. We'll see.
And Ben, I know you said you're originally from the Maltby area. Maltby Cafe, it's like the greatest ever.
Oh, yeah, it's the best. Yeah, I love that place.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your story with us. This has just got to be so much fun and such a unique experience to have in your life being compared to our quarterback, Sam Darnold. So thank you so much, and let's go Hawks.
Thanks for having me on. Yeah, go Hawks.
And good, hopefully the jersey shows up on time.
Yeah.
The Daily Mix Show.
That has got to be one of the cooler backstories behind how you got an autographed jersey. So what about you, Rockaholics?
And there's video proof of it.
206-803-ROCK. What autograph do you have with a great story attached to it? Call 206-803-ROCK, and we will take your calls after Red Hot Chili Peppers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
What autograph do you have that has a great story attached to it? Call 206-803-ROCK and tell us all about it. Steve Miggs, we have someone on hold with a KISW calendar from back in 1991 that is autographed by some of our favorite bands.
We weren't even born back then.
No, we weren't.
No.
We're going to talk to Bill in just a moment, but first let's catch up with Bruce in Snohomish. Bruce, what autograph do you have that has a great story attached to it?
That would be Mike Trout.
The baseball player.
Legendary Mike Trout. Yes, sir. Yeah, my kid was he's still a huge baseball fan. He was 7 years old. He's got cerebral palsy, so at that age, I would carry him on top of my shoulders to the game. We were on the field for batting practice, and Trout came up to us. He was a rookie at the time. I didn't even know who he was. And he asked me, he says, "Hey, do you want me to take a picture with your boy?" And I said, "Sure." And so he took my kid and he held him while I took his picture. And then he ran off with him and ran into the dugout. And I went to run after him. And the King County Sheriff was standing there telling me I couldn't go any further.
Wait, Mike Trout stole your child?
He's actively kidnapping your kid?
Yeah. And so then he's like back there laughing. And he jumps into the clubhouse and disappears with my kid. You know, like 30 seconds later, he comes out, and my kid's wearing an Angels jersey and an Angels hat and Angels wristbands. And then to make it even cooler, you know, he gives me my kid back, and everything was cool. You know, so you fast forward like 11, 12 years later, I'm on the field with my son again for batting practice, and I'm watching Trout and Pujols kind of go at it in the batting cage. And they come out of the cage, and Trout walks right up to my kid, and he says, "Hey, I want to give you my baseball bat, you know?" And So he gives him his bat, and I told him, I said, hey, this isn't the first time you met my son, and I kind of relived the story with him, and he says, you know, I don't remember that, but it sounds like something I would have done. And the whole thing got captured by this guy holding the camera. I didn't know who he was, but it ended up going to the Sports Center showing Trout giving my kid a bat and everything, and it was the coolest thing ever, you know? And, like, two months after that, we were at another game, and we had seats real close to the field. Trout was in the on-deck circle, noticed my kid, remembered him, and actually came into the crowd during the game to hug my kid and take a picture with him.
Damn it, Bruce, unreal, why are you making me like an Angels player as much as I do right now?
Thanks, Bruce.
Also, that answered my question. I was like, I wonder how often he would steal people's children. The fact that he doesn't remember it makes me think he did that quite a bit.
Oh, maybe that's just his shtick.
Is Mike Trout our new favorite baseball player?
He might be. God damn it. 206-803-ROCK. Bill, you're in Kent. What autograph?
Big Dumper needs to start stealing children. Yes. That way we can root for him more.
What autograph do you have that has a great story behind it?
Well, back in, way back in the 1900s, there used to be a show on KRSW. It was called Rock Line. Bob Coburn was the host, and it was on like Monday nights. And he'd always like have a different band on each week. And so in late 1990, I was listening to it, and they said, hey, send in a postcard, and you have a chance to win a autographed 1991 calendar. I'm like, wow, that sounds cool, you know. And so I actually won, and they sent me this calendar. It's got all kinds of it's got Ann and Nancy Wilson's autograph, Chris Novoselic.
Nice.
I guess he was the only member of Nirvana that signed it. Jerry Cantrell, Anthony Kiedis, Flea, Stevie Nicks, Mick Fleetwood, just all kinds of different autographs on it. It was pretty awesome.
Do you still have it?
Yeah, I still got it.
Nice. That is awesome.
That's a good cast of characters right there. 206-803-ROCK. Tony and Mukilteo, what autograph do you have that has a great story behind it?
Good morning, guys. Love the show. Long-time listener.
Thanks,
it's cool. So the story itself, not necessarily that crazy, but Mill Creek Sports does a lot of autograph signing. They bring in athletes, and you basically pay. You get a ticket. You stand in line, and they'll sign your stuff.
Right.
So Steve Largent was there 15 years ago now, about this point, and he was my hero from all the way back when I was a kid. That's why I got into football, was watching the little white guy that could. So I convinced him to sign my Seahawks helmet with Rock Out with Your Hawk Out.
Yes.
Amazing.
Tony, yeah, do you cool. display so it somewhere had, like, prominently?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We have like a TV room downstairs that's got all our sports memorabilia. My wife's a huge baseball fan, and so we've got some cool stuff down there, and it's sitting on top of the shelf. Prominently displayed in a nice case.
But more importantly, Tony, did Steve Largent steal your child?
You know, he tried.
Okay, good. That's good.
The Daily Mix Show.
Who would like to steal the game from Steve Miggs this morning? The man that has 9 wins, 3 losses, and 5 ties so far this year. Call 206-803-ROCK right now if you think that you can beat Miggs at 650.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.